This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
In the good old USA.
It's a big old land with countless dreams.
We're here, ladies and gentlemen, for another hour of What's on Your Mind, celebrating the good old U.S. of A. Everything she stands for.
He's off the witch shoes.
Let's spend a little time in this first part of the program talking a little bit about the new information we have from JFK and his assassination. You may or may not know that December 15th, President Joe Biden released about 1,500 documents on the JFK assassination, but withheld 5,000 critical documents. So key documents remain classified about that. What's going on there? We talked about this recently when Tucker Carlson tackled the topic and said that he had spoken to someone that had access to the still hidden CIA documents. The person being deeply familiar with what they contain, and they were asked by Tucker's team, did the CIA have a hand in the murder of John F. Kennedy, U.S. president? And the reply they received verbatim was, the answer is yes. I believe they were involved. It's a whole different country from what we thought it was. It's all fake. It was Tucker Carlson's words, quoting someone with access to the still hidden CIA documents. Our guest today on the program has dug into this a little bit. He's a veteran television reporter, anchor, TV correspondent, author, and he hosts a national program called Freedom Line with Mike Hambrick across the country. I want to know more. And I think if more people knew what Tucker Carlson reported, they'd want to know more as well. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. tweeted recently that the CIA's murder of my uncle was a successful coup d'etat from which our democracy has never recovered. It's the nephew of JFK.
Well, I mean, come on. You go back and study the joke that was the Warren Commission. I mean, what they want you to believe. Don't believe your own eyes. Don't believe his head going back and the back of his head getting literally removed by the bullet. No, believe that he was shot from the back, and that somehow that guy who wasn't a very good shot up in the whatever floor of the book depository hit a moving target at that rate without a scope.
Let's ask our guest about this, Mike Hambrick. Mike, thanks for taking some time for us. How are you today?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me on. It's good to be here.
You bet. So, what's going on?
Well, I'm certainly not one that has all the answers, but I am convinced that it was certainly a government conspiracy that was responsible for the assassination of four people, in the 1960s, JFK, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., and Robert Kennedy. My book, Memphis, details a very wide and deep conspiracy that brings together, or that brought together, a disparate group of individuals that would not ordinarily be sharing the time of day with each other, but they were brought together over one purpose, and that was to kill Martin Luther King, which they successfully did. There's no doubt that it was a government conspiracy. Martin Luther King's widow, Coretta Scott King, back in the late 90s, openly and publicly said that it was beyond the shadow of a doubt that James Earl Ray was not the shooter of her husband, and that it was a government conspiracy at the highest level. She became convinced of that based on the research a lot of journalists and legal people, lawyers and legal organizations had been doing research for ever since the assassination on April 4th, 1968 of Martin Luther King. And I utilized a lot of their research and their theories to write this piece of fiction. It's a novel, but it's based on historical fact. So it's fiction based on fact. And you really don't, as you well know, don't write fiction without it being semi-autobiographical, and this certainly is. And it is the first of two novels dealing with government conspiracy. A lot of it is based on my experience as a reporter. I spent the last 25 years or so of my career in Washington, D.C., and was involved in not only the media there, but ultimately became involved in politics, worked up close and personal with government officials, elected officials. I saw firsthand a lot of what the government is capable of doing. So there's no doubt in my mind that Martin Luther King was assassinated by, in a coordinated effort by the federal government. And they all of those four individuals, Kennedy, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and Robert Kennedy, all had several things in common. They were very powerful speakers and orators. They were internationally and nationally known. They could move people in great swaths, great sections of people to their point of view. And they were all opposed to the Vietnam War, which was raging at the time. And that was the single most important thing that the four of them had in common that brought about their demise. And it's the age-old adage, how to follow the money. The military-industrial complex did not want the Vietnam War to end, and they committed crimes of the highest nature, assassinations, to ensure that the war would continue, that public support of the war would not be influenced by any of the aforementioned four people. The other thing that King had that was a real threat was he had planned a Poor People's March that was to follow on in June of the year 1968 that would bring upwards of 500,000 people to Washington to set up a semi-permanent tent city of poor people primarily. And it was designed to protest in large degree the war in Vietnam, which was taking so much money, spending so much money by the government, that it was taking away from social programs for minority and poor people. And King wanted to bring an end to the war. This was spearheaded primarily by the J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI director, who, as a matter of fact, was the only, until he died, was the only director of the FBI. He's pretty much the founder of the agency and certainly molded and made it what it is today. He openly targeted Martin Luther King. He labeled him as a communist and a liar. And the single most greatest threat of any person in the African-American race in America during that time. He had been monitoring and wiretapping and following Martin Luther King since the mid-1950s and viewed him as a major threat at that point. And when King came out in opposition pretty much eviscerated the government on many levels in his famous speech at Riverside Baptist Church in New York City. That was the nail in the coffin, if you will. And there was that began a year-long conspiracy that was designed to set up the Patsy, James Earl Ray. And it led all the way to the culminating event at 6 o'clock on April 4th, 1968, when Martin Luther King was shot on the balcony of the Lorraine Hotel in Memphis. So there is no doubt that it was a government conspiracy. Biden withholding, as you mentioned, the majority of the remaining unclassified documents.
Yeah, hold that thought if you would. Hang on, we're going to go to a break here, but I want to get your take on why we are still wondering why those 5,000 documents have not been released. Partial release by the Biden administration, but the majority of the documents not. I want to get your take on that, on this conspiracy. Facts about the assassination.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience on this Monday. Turning out to be a beautiful Monday. Fog is lifting. Get those frost-filled trees again. Looking nice. And if you say, you know what, time for something different today, I'd really encourage you to go to PetroServe USA. Have some Salisbury steak. Cafe USA, 45th Street location. Ulan, Salisbury steak. Glendon, Salisbury steak. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, is Beefy Noodles. Mac and Beef on 12th and I-29. Ravioli in Harwood. Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. PetroServe USA. You tell them Scott sent you. Back with our conversation with veteran television anchor, reporter, and TV correspondent and author Mike Hambrick. We're talking about JFK. So why were these documents withheld by Biden? These were dated to come out. They were supposed to be released, right? He released 1,500 of the documents, but not the other 5,000. What do we know about that? What's the defense of that?
Well, I don't think there is any defense, legitimate defense of it, Scott. But it speaks to a much larger problem, I think. Let me just say that in my book, in the novel Memphis, I write about J. Edgar Hoover having what he referred to as a prayer list. And on that prayer list were three sets of initials, JFK, MLK, and RFK. And as I said earlier, they all had one thing in common, one big thing in common, was the opposition to the Vietnam War. But the Kennedy documents, and it's the same with the King documents and Robert Kennedy documents, it's control of information, which is one of the basic tenets of socialism. And this speaks, as I say, to a much larger problem. I believe for all practical purposes, America has become a socialist government. And this is just another example of that fact. And it's the control of information. The government decides what it wants the citizens to know and what it doesn't want its citizens to know. And in this case, in the JFK assassination, they just don't want you to know the details on the government involvement in the assassination. And they're anticipating that, as normally does happen, it's part of the news cycle for a while. People will continue to talk about it, but ultimately it will fade back into the woodwork and it won't be an issue. That's what they're counting on. They're just kicking the ball of the can down the street. And I'm not sure we'll ever get the full release of those documents. I think it's too damning on the federal government. And I deal with all of that in Memphis. And by the way, just let me say, you can pick up the book. Go check out the book at hambrickmedia.com. HambrickMedia.com, and you can see a lot of this information, and of course the book is available there. But the government conspiracies continue, and they will continue, and I think they will only get worse unless we do something in the form of a counter-revolution to take back control of this country. But as I say, that speaks to a much larger problem, and it is an effort that I'm involved in as well. But it's detailed, and it was part of the motivation for writing the book Memphis. And it just so happened that in real life, I was in Memphis when Martin Luther King was killed. I was a rock and roll DJ on the radio. And so it was quite an experience, an eye-opening experience for me at that time, being 19, 20 years old. It's shocking. And you look back on it now, and I don't know, I think people probably have become a bit more cynical about the government, and the idea that there was a conspiracy. Once again, we as Americans tend to assimilate all kinds of things and just go on about our lives. And I think we pretty much assimilated the fact that, yeah, the government is corrupt. But I think we need to, and that was, as I say, part of my effort to certainly continually point that out, you know, with the idea that ultimately there will be some reaction and some organized effort to alter the course that this country is on, which is totally a statist-controlled government leading to socialism. And all you have to do is look back to the 20th century and realize that socialism never worked, it never has worked, it never will work. And in the 20th century, the various isms, socialism, fascism, and communism, were responsible for the deaths of 100 million people. I think it's time we woke up to the fact that America is headed in that direction, and do something about it. And my writing, Memphis, detailing the assassination of Martin Luther King and the conspiracy, is just my little effort in that regard.
Interesting. And one thing that is an, this is a little side note here, the prayer list of J. Edgar Hoover, the CIA director at the time, that wasn't really a prayer list, was it?
Well, no, that was not very cynical and cruel play on words, if you will. But it was his prayer list of what he wanted to have happen. And this conspiracy, as I say, it brought together a whole group of people that ordinarily would not be in concert with each other. It ranges from, I think, the office of the presidency at this time, Lyndon Johnson, certainly J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI, CIA, military intelligence, the Dixie Mafia, the KKK, the racist government in control of the city of Memphis at that time, and the racist members of the Memphis Police Department.
I only have about a minute left. I want to get these questions in from the listeners. One is, what was Martin Luther King doing at the hotel the day he was shot?
Well, he was there to support the striking garbage people in Memphis, which they had terrible working conditions, low pay, no job security whatsoever. And there were actually two members of the garbage community, collector communities there, that were actually killed, which was a part of the conspiracy. They were actually murdered, and it was used as a device to ensure that Martin Luther King would be in Memphis and would come and be there in support of the striking garbage workers. And he was at the Lorraine Motel staying there, and was about to leave to go to dinner at one of his fellow leaders in the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. They were before the night before he was to march in support of the striking garbage collectors in Memphis.
A few seconds left. Another question, LBJ. What was his role?
Well, he wanted to, I mean, he was vastly supported by Brown and Root and a lot of other military-industrial complex members that were financially gaining from this war. He was quoted at one time as saying to one of his top aides in the Oval Office that he kept saying, you need to pull back from the war, and the war is going to bring you down. The war is going to define your administration. And he openly said, John, listen, I would feel a war, but too many of my friends are making too much money from it, and I can't do that.
Yeah, very telling. Thank you very much, Mike Hambrick. Fascinating conversation. We appreciate it. We'll have you back.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com.
USA News Update. Critics are calling it a show as President Biden visits the U.S.-Mexico border after his administration has allowed roughly 5 million illegal immigrants into the United States under his watch.
Biden, who on Sunday made his first trip to the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office. During his visit to El Paso to assess enforcement operations, Abbott said he hand-delivered a letter to the president in which he criticized the administration's border policies. He called the visit $20 billion too late and 2 years too late. I'm Dave Collins.
Two people have died and several others were injured after a 15-vehicle pileup in icy conditions on Interstate 80 near Iowa City Sunday morning. The Iowa State Patrol said the crash happened after several drivers lost control on the icy highway. The NFL season has ended. 14 teams are now in the playoffs starting Saturday. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Never seen the stars shine like they do from a view far from the downtown glow. Bet you never slow danced on a dirt road dance floor.
One of our listeners is asking if we've mentioned the Bison score. We did actually at the beginning of the program, but I guess we haven't since. But doesn't feel like the kind of report we want to continue to give, right? Bison lost, just so you know. So I don't know if they're having a little fun and they want to have that out there, or they legitimately didn't know the score of the game. But it wasn't close. SDSU was the better team on the football field yesterday. So now you know. You got a full report right here. Hey, we're brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow.com. They have a New Year's sale going on right now, all kinds of New Year's specials that are really extraordinary. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the New Year specials, you'll see sheets, pillows, blankets, comforters, mattress toppers, the go-anywhere roll and go-anywhere pillows, down comforter, men's slippers, women's moccasin, slippers, the slip-ons. I'm telling you, they got it all. The robes, too, at a great price. $59.98 if you use the promo code Scott right now. $59.98. That is a great deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for the good deals, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. So question one for the remainder of the program, numero uno, is what should be numero uno on the list of priorities by the new Republican House. The drama ended early Saturday morning on the floor of the U.S. House. Kevin McCarthy, after 15 votes, is the Speaker of the House. And he got up and gave a speech, and here's what he said.
I know the night is late, but when we come back, our very first bill will repeal the fund of 87,000 new IRS.
Seems to be well received.
You see, we believe government should be to help you, not go after you.
Yeah, a novel concept. So, first thing they're going to vote on is repealing that. And you know what's fun about that one, Kev, is if they're having the vote to repeal the measure, get rid of the 78,000 IRS agents, guess what the Democrats have to do?
Nothing?
Well, they have to vote too.
Oh, yeah.
So they probably are going to. It's that dilemma of, yeah, I really don't want to be on record as saying I'm for 78,000 IRS agents. You know, it was buried in that infrastructure bill before.
Yep.
So they didn't have to vote on it individually. Now they're going to specifically vote on this. I think that's perfect. You tell us. You're going to stand up for this? You for this? You think it's a good thing? Vote accordingly. Go ahead and vote.
Does like the texter had or caller had earlier in the show, does every county in this country need 29 IRS agents in it?
Additional.
In every county, yeah, additional. 12, yeah. Does Becker County, does Clay County, Norman County, they need 29 agents in every county in the country?
In case you missed that, somebody called just did the math.
3,033 counties, 87,000 agents, do the math.
Now, whether or not they would actually place them in counties, I don't know.
Right.
But the point is, that's how many we're dealing with.
Yes. That's what's lunacy about this.
See, I love this. I love that they're going to vote against it, and I would assume every Republican is going to vote against it, so these will be repealed, which is great. Could they even hire 87,000 IRS agents?
Another question. Does it have to go to the Senate?
Is it
and anything
fathomable?
They change on this?
Oh, definitely.
Can the House just say, nope, we're not doing that, and it's done?
It definitely has to go to the Senate.
Yeah. There you go.
So they're going to, the House is going to face this all every step of the way. Things could die over there. But at least they're passing something that the Senate then has to say, I'm for.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're...
And go on record.
You got all these Democrats that are up for election in the Senate next go-around. I'd love to know. You think this is a good thing or a bad thing? It's one thing to say you voted for it in this greater thing. You actually are voting for that specifically. So it's good politics is what it is.
That's part of what they held out on, too, with McCarthy, was these individual appropriations can't be lumped into these. We have to vote on these separately on their own merit, not just ram them through. Thank God they got that done.
Well, it makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Very good move. What would you like to see voted on in the way of other pieces of legislation, other things that you care about? What other priorities should the Republicans have? What should be first on the list? Tell us that. 701-271-1100. Toll free 855-200-1776. Or text us at 701-237-1590. Tom in West Fargo, what say you? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, just a quick thing on the IRS agents. There's a private testing company that would benefit from testing every one of these agents. They have to go through a testing process and make sure that they're qualified. And they get paid. The testing company would get paid for every agent tested.
And when you say tested, I mean like... accounting
certified.
Skills or something? Or
yes.
Yeah, okay.
They get certified.
Yeah.
They get certified. Because when I worked for this company when I first moved out here for about a year and a half or so, and you had to have the person that was even anyone that was in the testing facility went through an extensive background check.
Hmm.
And so that company gets this private company. It's a nationwide company. And it's worldwide. It's a worldwide company. And they get paid to test every agent. It's not just IRS agents, but that's just a little quick tidbit that this company would benefit from this.
Why would they ever, along with so many others? Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Tom. Let's go to Bruce next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Bruce, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, just typical things we have the problems with. What is the inflation caused on by the deficit? So we got to get a balanced budget, and just as important, we got to get fair and correct elections. We've been having some real problems with our elections from everywhere, from local all the way up to national. So I think that's, if we don't get that stuff, those two things straightened out, we're in trouble.
Those are good items. Yeah. Good items for them to take on. I have to think the inflation comes from spending. And these ridiculous, you know, you pump all the money into the economy, and you're going to have those dollars rise.
I believe that would be too much money chasing too few goods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly right. That's what happens with inflation. So
learned that in fifth grade.
Too much money comes in the form of spending these bills more than the deficit that Bruce mentioned. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
You know, Scott, I really feel that the border is an issue and that Congress should take Alejandro Mayorkas and do to him what they did to the Jolly Green Giant. He ran out of peas. They canned his butt. And that's exactly what they ought to do to him. There you go.
I think they're going to. Stay tuned on that one. You know, Kevin McCarthy himself, last time he was at the border, said Mayorkas. I always say his name wrong. Mayorkas?
Mayorkas. Alejandro.
You resign, or we're going to impeach you. They ought to stick to that promise. Appreciate the call, Mike. Clint is next on What's on Your Mind. Where are you, Clint?
Walsh County.
Walsh County. All right. Up the good old northeast North Dakota. What's on your mind today?
I tell you what, I hope we're not missing the politics here on this border deal. Joe Biden is not as dumb as you think. Why did he wait to go to the border till now? See, what's going to happen is, this is great politics by the Democrats. They're good at it. He is going to say, yes, we do have an issue in the border, but here's my solution. And it's going to be amnesty, and it's going to hit the House, and all of a sudden, none of the House is going to vote for it, and he's going to blame the Republicans for, you know, immigration, so on and so forth, and he's just going to excite the illegal base of voters just to not like the Republicans. I think it's a very calculated political move myself. He's going to turn all the illegal immigrants and all their families and all their relatives against him because the Republicans won't pass immigration legislation. This is all planned. I mean, that's why he went, dropped on the ground, and we know how the media aids all of this. So it's, I think eventually it's going to hurt the Republicans, but, I mean, that's politics. That's the way it goes.
So much bigger than Biden, though, wouldn't you say, bro? I mean, he's not the smart one here. It's the puppet masters behind him.
No, but, I mean, that's why I say Democrats.
Right.
They've got a plan, though.
Yep.
I mean, that's why they waited so long so they could use this as a, you know, as a disaster, and they'll turn it, you know, they won't let this go to waste either, and they'll just say, here's the legislation we want. Oh, Republicans voted it down. Terrible thing.
They've already said it. Karine Jean-Pierre, pathway to citizenship. Immigration reform. We got to give pathway to citizenship for these folks.
Well, see, all the smart people know what's going on, but I tell you what, if Joe Biden and the Democrats did as well as they did this last election, look at the big voting bloc that is just totally swayed by simple misguidance. I mean, that's the political world we live in if we believe that these elections are really fair. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Well, you've described a very plausible political situation, no doubt about that. Although... it's a little late for such a proposal. You know, I think the Republicans would have a counter-political argument to say, really? You don't go to the border for 2 years, and now you go down there, and now you want to propose a solution? You know, a little bit late.
He waited. He just waited till the Republicans got control, and he'll blame them for not passing any immigration legislation. They've just left it alone. They've waited.
They're already doing it. Yep, they're already blaming them. Blaming conservatives. Yeah. They're already doing it. It's already enrolling.
Well, this
spot on.
This will turn everybody against the Republican House.
No doubt about it.
I don't know.
There's so many
things.
A lot of moving parts to this one, Clint. But you got a plausible theory there for sure. We'll. No doubt see it play out. Ron Klain, I think, is the guy you were looking for, Kevin. And,
oh, no, I know who he is.
Yeah,
Chief of Staff. Susan Rice, Ron Klain, Obama, the rest of the ilk.
Exactly. Clint, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. More of your calls when we come back on What's on Your Mind after a short timeout in the Freedom Matters USA studios today, our final segment. So your chance to weigh in on what should be the next priority of the newly crowned Republican House. Let us know on What's on Your Mind. More after this.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. Got you covered today. Remember that. Tell them Scott sent you, okay? Freedom Matters USA Studios. Final segment, by golly, for this beautiful Monday. After a Viking win, headed for the third seed in the playoffs. It's all right, NFC. And a tough Sunday for the NDSU Bison. They lost, but we'll just leave it at that.
That was in heaven. I had both TVs up. I had the one TV under the other one. I felt like I had a sports bar in my own house.
Is that right?
Fantastic.
Wow.
Yep, it's a beer cheese soup, homemade I made. My killer beer cheese soup.
Very impressive.
Yep. It was hard not to look at one TV to have a look at the other one. I was like, yeah.
Good thing you didn't tell your friends or neighbors, or they would have all been over there.
Well, yeah, there you go.
All right, let's see here. We have a few minutes left and some text rolling in at 701-237-1590. Calls welcome to 271-1100. 855-200-1776. David's waiting. You're next, David. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. On the border crisis, I think one of the things that was said, this last guy that talked about now, Biden going down there, one of the things, I don't know if it was a press secretary or if it was in a speech that Biden gave, he said, I introduced a bill on immigration the first day in office, and the Republicans turned it down. So, you know, this guy isn't so far-fetched from this, you know, the Democrats they're using and being so dishonest with what's going on. And so I think the border crisis is the key, one of the key things we need to really work on.
Number one,
not only for the immigration, yeah, not only for the immigration, but for the drugs that are coming across, and that's the safety of our citizens and our younger generation. So,
no, it makes sense. That's a good point.
All right, but there's a lot that needs to be done. The first thing that needs to be done is Biden needs to be put out of office, but and that border czar or whatever, that Mayorkas or whatever, I mean, he is a there is that's a piece of work.
Incompetence.
Total and complete, and what an arrogant.
Yeah, well, he
arrogant
is.
Man.
You're right. He is super arrogant, David. Appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Tector says day one things to get done. House members Marjorie T. Greene, Byron Donalds say impeach Biden. I say cut off Ukraine and Zelensky regime. All right. Not exactly sure what you mean with the members, but got your text read. Appreciate it. Let's go to Lance. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Lance.
Yes, I'm calling about the border situation in the South.
Yes,
why is it that the northern border is treated differently than the south border?
How so?
In December, about some people from Ireland, Canada, and South America came in through Crosby while it was closed, and they wound up in Bemidji, and they were arrested and sent back home to Canada.
I hadn't heard that, but I'm with you. That's the way it should be done, right?
Well, yeah, but that, it occurred back before Christmas, sometime in December. You can check it out. They arrested three from Northern Ireland, three from Canada, and three from England, and I think it was South America. They were in a van. They came through, and they were stopped getting a bite to eat up in Bemidji when they were arrested by border agents.
Love that it happened.
But I don't know what happened. It was only on the news for one day, and then they didn't say no more about it.
Yeah, I said I'd love that it happened, Lance, because that's the way it should be. And I've heard, speaking of the difference between the northern and southern border, that because of the mess at the southern border, many of the assets, the border agents on the northern border, are pulled off the northern border and brought to the southern border. So
The electronic part for crossing the border illegally, especially Crosby, it's just they put barrels in the road, and some other places up in the northern border, they put barrels in the road when they open from 8 to 5 every other day or whatever. And but then they rely on video cameras to catch lawbreakers. And yet they send them back home. Why?
It's a good question. Appreciate your call, Lance. Thank you very much. Texter says, I watched the vote on C-SPAN Saturday. What happened between the 14th and 15th vote that convinced the holdouts to vote present? I think they realized they were going to lose and that their point had been made. And also there were a couple of members, one whose wife was in the hospital with a premature, she had a child birth and the child was born premature. And I think it was just sort of, hey, why keep this going? Let these members go back. There were two, actually, that had some sort of health issue. I think it was just a decision to say, okay, we're voting present. It's a protest, but you win. That's what went on. All right, fascinating conversation. All 2.5 hours worth today on What's on Your Mind. Thank you for listening. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Charlie Kirk is up next.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, $1 off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.